Hey, y'all. This whole thing started as a group of friends playing Dungeons & Dragons saying, hey, let's record. Maybe other people will enjoy sitting at the table with us. The fact that you're here listening to us play D&D will never fail to be wild to me. If you like what you hear and you want to peek behind the door, I invite you to join our Patreon. By contributing to the Patreon, you can gain access to exclusive, handcrafted content, while also helping us pay for things like podcast hosting and logo designs. It's tough out here. On top of that, each subsequent tier allows access to the previous tier's rewards. The $2 tier grants you the title of Honorary Son, while giving you access to the patron-only Discord channel and a bonus entry into our giveaways. The $5 tier knights you as a hero of the Ten Towns, giving you early access to our episodes and access to our patron-exclusive one-shots. The $10 tier elects you to Ted Johnson's cabinet, which opens the cover to Fang's detailed note-taking journal and lets you know of future Sons projects currently in the works. Thanks for everything you do, Patreon aside. Without you, we wouldn't be here. The link to the Patreon is in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you out there. Thanks for listening, and stay frosty.
Welcome back to Severed Sons, everyone. It's not really cold.
It's so hot everywhere.
We are a Frostmaiden actual play D&D podcast. We are excited to bring you Tales of the Frozen North and the Everlasting Rhyme. My name is Ron Murphy, Dungeon Master, and around the virtual table we have...
Hey, it's Paul. Good to see you. I'm watching Claire's horror.
What's up? It's Frost. What did you just call Claire?
No. Look of horror.
Two syllables. I'm sorry.
Hey, everybody. It's Josh. And it's like Claire's watching a movie that nobody else is watching.
That's hey, just every day.
It's Zach, and I'm watching Paul the Whore.
Boom.
He went there. God, I went there.
Hello, it's Claire, and I'm stone cold sober, and I feel like I'm on so many drugs.
That's the way to be, baby.
Yeah,
baby. Really,
you think you know the dank, but you have no idea.
So, I believe we have, let's see, we did Patreon last time, so who was our patron of the month?
It's V, still, our good friend
V.
This is the second week, and we're gonna keep boosting our good friend. I'm trying to find here, actually, where we spoke. She's the one that does not have any social media presence, but... Geeky mom who likes to read friction. Read friction, stop. Read geeky frictions. Mom who likes to write fiction. Read and play RPGs and board games when she has the downtime. And it was Pride Month when we did this last, and that's how long it's been. It's now July 24th.
It's Wrath Month.
But because it was Pride.
Yeah, it is absolutely Wrath Month.
Because
every month
it was
Wrath Month.
Because it was Pride Month, she wanted to encourage people to donate money or your time to the local LGBTQ center, which, you know, is still important to do outside of Pride. So
still do that.
I'm still boosting it.
Still do Pride that, all year long.
So, with a little wrath.
Golf claps again for our patron of the month. V.
Golf clap.
Paul, can you give us a theme song?
It's a patron, the patron of the month. That's all it is.
Perfect. Well, if everyone is ready to start.
Are we? Yes.
I'm not sure yet.
Yes.
If it is ready, let's begin tonight's episode of Severed Sons, episode 67, Farron Square.
Brilliant. Ooh. Stop.
Last time, as Rinaldo attempted to perform the ritual that would return Vulu and Trax to their respective bodies, Yokul, the Chosen of Levistus, attacked, with Avaris the Mage from the Arcane Brotherhood at his side. The Tortle, Spitz, and Donar took turns attacking the evil knight, keeping the fray from getting too close to the vulnerable Trax. Trax and Vulu relived random memories plucked from the other's mind as Trax realized that Vulu, as Farron, had been spending his riches and making deals with the Duergar and with Rose. The fight raged through the building, aided by the Wanderer unmasked, revealed to be the Tombbreaker artificer and potion maker, Lambda. Donar, you convinced Avaris's two gargoyle companions that Avaris was using them, and in fact, unionizing them. Avaris tried to convince the Tortle that Valin Harpel was not to be trusted. The Tortle agreed to speak with her at a later time, and the mage fled the field of battle. After a long and difficult battle, Spitz, you finally buried your axe into the chest of Yokul the Blue. The ritual continued, but was nearly derailed by the fact that Vulu and Trax were having a difficult time trusting one another. Finally, at the urging of their friends around them, they apologized, completing the ritual, and returning Vulu's soul to the kobold body and Farron's soul into his own. As things calmed down, Lambda took the teleportation tablet that Rose had given Vulu in case of emergencies. She told Fang that the tablet would take her to Rose, and that Octavia would know how to find her. Entrusting the flying snake to you, Lambda crushed the teleportation tablet, whisking her away to parts unknown. Vulu was not a neat kobold, like a neat person.
I feel like I put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah, a little bit of belly sticking out. And Vulu's standing there, kind of like sitting there, like looking at his kobold body, and he's like, "Ah, damn it. Ah, I got used to this again.
Hey, I took care of your body."
Yeah, you feel a little itchy, like, you know, it's like you probably didn't bathe that much.
When's the last time you bathed?
It's cold out here. You don't want to, cold showers are the worst.
I think they're actually quite refreshing.
They are better for you.
And it's not an excuse to not cleanse your skin, dude.
Okay, before
I just had a little wet cloth, you know, underneath here, a little bit.
Okay, before we do anything, I need to find... We'll get to that.
Farron, you currently have the teleport tablet with the gold raven shade inscription on the on this tablet, and also there's a letter that's attached to it.
So he's gonna step away from the group and open the letter, kind of get a little bit of privacy.
Okay. Would you like me to read it to you out loud?
Yeah. Unless there's something
to remove.
Do they need to know? No.
It's not really that kind of.
It's going to say, "I love you, Farron."
Smooch, 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 smooch. XOXOXOX. Check this box for yes.
Okay. Here we go. The letter says, "My dear fiance, it has been quite some time since we last looked into one another's eyes. That look, if you remember, wasn't one of concern coming from me. Your usual raven shade business acumen had been somewhat lacking, and I feared that you had been frivolously spending the dowry that had been given to us by my father, your future father-in-law. Your is underlined. In order to prove to both our families that together we could continue the rich capitalist tradition that our two patriarch families could bring to the nobility of Baldur's Gate. Then you disappeared, leaving behind quite a mess for your poor manservant to clean up. It wasn't even time for your bachelor party, yet you seemed to have an axe-throwing contest in your basement. This young woman came to me shortly after, a business partner of yours looking for you. At least I assumed you were her business partner. You wouldn't dare cheat on me when the good fortunes of two families are at stake. I asked her to find you, to make sure you weren't dead in a ditch somewhere. But or worse still, penniless. After all, ditching one's business partner and future wife is one thing, but to leave behind a promising venture that could benefit all parties involved is most concerning. What are y'all doing?
I started by playing the harp, and then Josh joined in on the violin. And then I started singing "I Will Always Love You," but I was also listening to the text because the text got interesting.
I heard, I'll be honest, I heard capitalist and patriarchy, and I checked out.
I wasn't listening at all.
No.
Here's how it ends. For the sake of both our families, contact me as soon as you can so that we can renew our vows of engagement and capital acquirement. If you can't make back twice what was given to you by my parents, and even 10,000 Waterdavian dragons in total, then you can consider our engagement null and void. With love and affection, LD.
All right, Duval. I was going to take this teleportation tablet to go back to Baldur's Gate. I'm in a big trouble.
What the frig?
So Vulu, how much of my money did you spend? Please tell me you've got it hidden under one of your pillows.
Or at least you kept some receipts.
See, that's why I got together with Rose, is that I needed to make money, and I...
You spent it all, didn't you?
I spent it all, yes.
Well, a sense of fiscal responsibility.
How much was it, Baron?
10,000 gold.
Well, it was 5,000 gold, but...
I need to bring back 10,000 gold.
It's sort of a wedding tradition between the patriarch families, because you want to make money. You're giving up basically some money to make money.
You're not marrying for love. You're marrying for money.
It's a little both.
So what if you don't have the money? She still loves you, right?
Probably.
I might
be...
Oh, dear.
Taken out in my sleep. Who knows? Not by her. No, not by her. Probably her father. He is terrifying.
I have problems with that.
It's how it is. Don't worry about it. It's kind of old hat in the Baldur's Gate rich person community.
Well, just because that's how it's always been done doesn't mean it's a good thing, Farron.
That's true. Why don't you ask her to, like, run away with you or do something fun like that? Live in the woods. It's fun and nice.
Maybe you stay
not a bad idea.
In Ten Towns.
Yeah, that's true. Once we end the rhyme, it'll really lighten up the place.
Is there a world, not to tell you how to run your relationship, but God forbid I should not be the one, but if it's an issue of personal safety, if she does love you, is there a world where we help get her out of there and safely here, safe passage to the Ten Towns? I don't know what your plans are, but
I've abandoned planning anything beyond currently what I'm doing right now. So I think all options are on the table here.
That's how we operate.
I feel as if I can bring something of value back, all will be well. If I were to bring a gesture of goodwill back, then perhaps her father, she can.
Would be being some sort of a hero of a town count?
Right.
Some sort of title?
What about if there were 10 of those towns?
Yeah. And 5 of those heroes.
How many towns are left?
You couldn't leave. It's still the 10 towns. We can rebuild most of the towns.
Right now we're sitting at a hot 6.
Mm-hmm. Look, what I'm going to do is do what I always do when it comes to business, is I am going to ignore the problem and deal with it when it is immediately within my vicinity.
That's how we operate.
That's what I do. Tracks. As short of me cleaning myself, what's our next play?
Rose.
Oh, well, I guess that does play into, yes, Rose.
Do we take a day? Do we recuperate?
I mean, how much time do we have? If we can, we're always better full rested. I could cook you your first meal not in that form. You probably have a bigger stomach.
I think I actually have more taste buds.
Oh, shit, dude. I'm going to use cumin.
That is not true.
I think scientifically it's longer. True.
I have so many more taste buds.
I didn't like that I could smell while eating. It was weird.
While we're on it was overload. Farron, yes. The differences here, do you still have the same skills as your kobold? What are we working with here?
You look over and Alondi is in pieces, kind of like next to Vulu.
Once I made the transition back into my original body, I lost all of my artificial abilities.
Oh.
They were Vulu's abilities.
What is this thing anyway? Did you have a pet bird?
It was sort of a team mascot. Could you do me one favor?
Yeah, and maybe.
Farron's going to reach in and grab the Tourmaline out of there. He's going to say, bring her back. You know how. Just think. I'm sure you, like I did, have some of the memories intertwined. I'm sure that you have that deep in there.
Yeah, I can remember this bird shitting on you, like shitting pieces of metal on your shoulder.
I
missed that. What?
I also did not. I was not there for that either.
Elandi and I never really interacted. I always kind of felt uncomfortable by the whole, I didn't know how to approach her.
That's fair. She liked you. Intimidating and beautiful. Well,
as a sign of friendship and so that you don't kill me, I will make Elandi for you and everything will be fair and square.
I don't know about fair and square.
Seems like a stretch.
Fair and
square. I got you.
That's
like the train
there
tracks.
There we go. Oh.
I don't get it.
Inspiration.
Oh, you will.
Oh, but in terms of my abilities, I can do this. And Farron's going to take his hands and he's going to kind of put them out like this and he's going to twist them. And all of a sudden, a giant green kind of semi-transparent clock will appear in front of him as a barrier, and it's just going to kind of fade away. Kind of, you can still kind of see it, like kind of shimmering a little bit in the low light. You say, "Well, I have my magic back."
You can tell the time.
Incredible,
but only on green clocks.
You are the funniest guy I've ever met. You know that, Jack?
I've heard this before.
Dude, it feels like 3 years ago.
Over in the corner, Ronaldo's got his book out. And he's like writing. And he's like, you see him kind of sketching a picture of Farron into the book. In like the green ghostly clock. So are you the new member of the Sons? There's like, so what is your name?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you used to be Trax, right?
Yes. Farron Ravenshade.
I wasn't sure if that was a real name because Vulu came up with Trax was a fake. You know, like you had a fake name, so I don't know if it was a Farron was a fake name.
No, Farron's a real one. That was my great grandfather was a Farron. So I'm like the Farron the fourth.
Fourth and.
Vulu says better than being fair in the turd.
You got to work on it.
I also don't get it. What I don't. Is
yeah, I'm lost on that one too.
Spitz is cracking up in the corner.
So how do you both feel? Rodaldo says to Vulu and to Farron. Everything feel good?
I feel fantastic.
Okay. He writes down an address on a piece of paper and hands it to you. Farron, and says, if there's any problems, and in fact, if you just want to come by and visit, I'd love to introduce you to my boyfriend.
Oh, all right.
Please come by. This is where I live. And I'm actually starting a kind of a ghost detective agency.
I love that. I, former ghost, I love it.
Right?
Does that count if it wasn't your body?
I was still a ghost.
That's his lived experience.
I was ethereal and haunting.
Hauntingly beautiful.
I was.
I wouldn't go that far, you know.
Spitz is still just cracking up in the corner.
We lost Spitz. We lost Spats.
In all caps.
Ronaldo's putting together his, like, all the stuff he'd pulled out to make the circle on the ground, he's putting it away. And Vulu's like, I think I can do this. How long did it take you? Like a
takes
long
a long rest.
Rest,
yeah.
Yeah, I think I can do this in 8 hours.
Convenient.
Yeah, nice that you could just pull that number out.
Give me It won't take me very long if we used rest.
Used to take me 10. Shaved off a few hours. Getting better at it.
Well, maybe we find a better place to rest than this warehouse full of dead people and slime?
Spitz will say, sorry, lost my composure for a second, but I do want to also just toss out there, while we're on our adventures, earlier tonight, I met my granddad.
Oh, right.
And my father, but he's unconscious, but he's okay. But there's a bit of a problem with my hometown, you see. My father is the chief of our Goliaths, and he was overthrown, usurped by the clan whose name I definitely remember. It's not hard to pronounce at all.
I've heard of them.
They're the Stone Snappers, of the Stone Snappers. And perchance it's right over by Ithrin. So I was wondering...
On the Great Glacier.
So I was wondering, as a personal favor, when we make it over there, could we also help, you know, like, liberate my family?
Well, if we're making a list of to-dos, should we put that atop of the list? Do you think they're in immediate danger?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, my father still needs a good amount of rest to be up in fighting shape. And it's kind of on our way to other things. I think Rose is priority number one, also because she did try to kill my dad. Yeah, and she's working with a man who actively tried to kill me last night, who also tried to kill me when I was a baby. Whole thing. So I think Rose is priority number one, and then when we have to go steal that thing from Arl.
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
There's a thing that has a name.
No, yeah, I forgot too. I wasn't being a
dick.
Thank you. It's been a long night. And then we have to head towards the Great Glacier anyway. So just kind of...
we'll put that on the list. That's very high on the list.
Thank you. I just wanted that we all know.
You do not have to convince us, Spitz. We will be behind you 100%.
I love you all so much. Thank you.
Okay, I'm starting to smell myself. Can we move?
Yes.
Did you leave any of the Farrens alive? The Farrens are tied up.
The big guy is dead. But I think he's the only
one. So the archer, the mage, and the bandit were all alive on the balcony, and Fang gave them that, like, shifted intimidation to stay put, whether they did or not.
They stayed put. Great. Yeah.
I believe Spitz stole from all of them. She's really in her goblin era.
Yes.
And stole anything from... wow, I can't remember a single name right now from the blue guy. The blue man cometh.
Jakul. Jakul.
Jakul.
Jakul. Jakul.
Jakul. Jakul.
It was the gladiator is dead, and I believe the mage was alive. The bandit lord is the bandit Farron is dead.
No. He was one of the ones we had, Bandit Archer and Mage.
I knocked him out, but then Bandit
Archer Mage. Got it. So the War Priest was the one who died. Okay.
And they would be up on the balcony.
Yeah, tied up.
Yes. Yeah, you just left him up there. What do you do with him?
I mean, what threat do they pose at this juncture? Farron, I leave that up to you.
It's more of a pride thing at this level. At this juncture. I didn't want to say the same word. It seems cheap.
No, it's fine.
If we want them killed, I have no problem doing that myself.
Maybe we drop them off at the local constable and deal with them when we get back. I don't think they're going anywhere. We kick the snot out of them.
I think that they could probably give us some insight Rose's plans.
That's true.
Perhaps her location as well. Play our cards right. Now Fang is talking in hushed tones.
A Where would you like to rest? Are you going to rest here? You're going to go somewhere? You have rooms.
Let's go back to the inn.
Should we drop them at the constable before that?
Or? Yes.
But do we want to interrogate them now?
Oh, we should do that.
While they are still a little frazzled.
Huh? That's true. That's a good idea.
Strike
while the iron's hot.
Or out in the middle of the blizzard. Which one is better, do you think?
Maybe here. I'll stand behind you with the weapons of their fallen comrades.
Me?
Just stand behind them with their fallen comrades.
Standing there. I'll just fallen comrades over my shoulders, standing behind you while you intimidate.
That's a little dark for us.
Is it?
But,
though?
I mean,
we killed a baby yeti one time.
Donar.
Yeah, but we didn't bring Sean the body killed a baby of the yeti to the constable.
It was for food.
Don't say that in front of a Lundy.
I turned my back on that nonsense.
Shh. We didn't kill anybody. Don't worry.
Sean, would you mind going to get the Farrens? What do we call them? The other three.
The Farrens works for me. He'll kind of slowly get up, use his staff, and start hunching over that way.
Do you want help? I'm full of this weird energy and I can't really place it.
I will bring them.
Okay.
So you go up and they're kind of like still tied up, and they've been up there for a while. It looks like the archer tried to get free, but wasn't unable to break his bonds.
All of you stand, please. Shard has his red steel bladed Yukawa at the ready.
They stand up. Well, you didn't hogtie them. They're just like hands tied behind their back.
I hogtied at least one of them.
I'll cut the hog ties with the Yukawa extended so they can walk.
Yeah.
I don't feel like carrying you right now.
Spitz moves over to Fang and was like, I thought we were going to carry him, which is why I offered to go up and help. I just want to be clear.
We didn't discuss it, really. We just kind of went for it.
Yeah. It's okay. Let me get intimidating. And she picks up.
Yeah, Fang's like doing like improv sketch comedy, like warm-ups, like buzzing his lips and like shaking out his hands and shoulders.
I should tell you, it is best that you are honest right away. You do not want to see what may happen one by one if you are not. Fang knows things like that.
Roll an intimidation check at advantage.
That is a 14.
They stand up. The archer looks like he's the slowest to get up, and he's kind of like obviously trying to figure out a way out of this. But he stands up.
Can I?
I'm gonna kind of put my hand out and turn his hand, and I'm gonna look at the archer and say, you're going to answer all of our questions truthfully until we're done. Do you understand? And I'm going to cast Suggestion. Ooh. It's a wisdom saving throw.
Natural 20 for 21.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Did that work? No, damn it.
Spitz is going to wild shape into a bear and run right up and just like, not hurting this man, but just like with her teeth grabbing like his clothes and just bringing him down to Fang and flopping him on the ground and then like, just going in his face. There's like spit flying.
Spits, make an intimidation roll at advantage.
I'll try.
It's fun watching us do it this way.
I like your idea better. I can't flash a genius anybody anymore.
You can't flash your genius.
I can't play your genius is showing.
It was a 15 run.
Okay. He kind of just gets up to his knees but doesn't stand up completely after you dump him on the ground.
I guess we start with you.
Which one do we have? The archer?
The archer, yes.
And where are the other two?
Just, I guess let's left up. Shard,
I'll have them.
They're standing.
Yeah.
They're standing.
I'll have them so they can see whatever's about to happen, but we're like 20 feet back. I've kind of just got the Yukawa behind them. Just.
Got it.
I'll just to say that I did, I'll hold an attack for any escape attempt.
Fang will slowly approach the you say he's on his knees.
Yeah, he is.
Then Fang slowly approaches and stops, like, right in front of him and kind of looks him in the eye with, like, a little smile on his face.
Yeah.
His fangs are a little bared past his lips. And then
a beard.
And then he looks, so he's looking hit at the archer, then looks up at the other two, then right back at the archer. He kind of leans down and he says, "You look like the smart one. Is that true?"
He looks up over your shoulder at the other two. "Let's just say that I am."
"So if there were to be a hierarchy, a number two, say, to Rose, that would be you. Yes?"
"Rose doesn't have a... She doesn't trust anyone enough to have a second fiddle."
"Sure.
Somebody play second fiddle to her."
"But you're clearly in charge of these two bozos. Is this not correct?"
"I keep them in line, yes."
"Yes? So you are..."
"Well, between me and Brute Force that you murdered earlier..."
Fang's still smiling.
"Yeah, we kept them in line. They did what I was the one who commanded them, if that's what you're trying to say.
And Fang smiles real big and he says, "Thank you." And he pushes him really violently into, like, Spitz's, like, eating area. Knocks him down in front, yeah, of the bear.
He kind of, like, goes, like, rolls to the ground and kind of throws up an arm protectively, but that's all he does.
Spitz will just put a paw on him.
Okay.
Fang looks up at Shard. And next!
Whichever one looks the most afraid would go next.
The mage.
Sure. Squishy!
"You, on your knees, please."
Walks over and gets on his knees in front of Fang.
Fang looks over at the archer and kind of gives him that, like, "Eve, like, nasty, isn't it?" kind of look on his face and shrugs his shoulders. And he says, "I'm so sorry you had to see that. That is not usually like us. Your name is Farron, yes?"
I like to go by Farron, but my old name was Iman.
"Well, you're going to be going by that from now on, because there's only one. All right? Well, there's actually three others, but it's Farron, fine.
Pump the brakes."
"You're right. Calm down. Pump the what?"
"If we need to, we could mark you all to tell the difference."
"Iman, then, yes?"
"Iman the Greater."
"Oh, that was willingly offered information. Who calls you that?"
"My mother."
I was just about to say, "Mom, you beat me to it."
Son of a bitch. I want to insight check.
My brother is Iman the Lesser.
I'm still going to insight check him, if that's a joke or if that's honest.
Okay.
It's a 19.
19. It's honest, yeah.
He says, "You have much to offer, yes, as a mage?"
"I'm quite powerful, yes."
"I noticed. Impressive. You saw mine as well, yes?"
I did. "You were obviously a well-trained adventuring group."
"Oh, that's nice of you. Now, you came to be, yes, because of my friend here," and he points at Farron, the real Farron.
"No.
You came to be by the hand of Rose, yes?"
"Yes, yes."
"Would you say that she confides in you?"
"Oh, no, not at all. She called me an idiot to my face, and she really annoyed me, but she is much more powerful than I, and that's saying something."
"No, is it?" "Yes, we would like to know a little bit about maybe where she might be. Do you have this information?"
And Fang, in this moment,
yeah,
mentally knocks on Pinky's door. And,
"Hi, yeah."
And he says, in his head, he says, "Pay attention."
You got it.
The location specifically, okay, was the question I asked.
He says, "We've met Rose several times. However, when we were put into these bodies, we were unconscious. And when we woke up, we were here in this warehouse. I know that we were brought somewhere. And I don't know what happened with our old bodies. But so I honestly do not know where her lab is.
Insight check. 21.
He's telling the truth.
Fangs, his eyebrows kind of furrow, and he looks at the one under Spitz, and he says, is this true?
It is true, yes.
And Fang looks up at the third one, and he speaks a little louder, and kind of speaking to all three of them, starts doing like a pacing, gangster pacing thing. He says, you mean to tell me that you were sent here to confront us, and you were not given a rendezvous point after the fact? I do not believe this.
We always had somebody come for us. Either he points at Farron. He said either Farron showed up and took us somewhere we needed to be, or Rose showed up herself. We went somewhere.
Fang's eyes light up. And the plan tonight?
The plan tonight was we were waiting to hear from her. There's some big lunkheads who there was supposed to be a body swap going on. And we were supposed to, like, escort them out of town.
Spitz roars a little bit. Like, a little one, but, like, you can...
Yeah.
She's holding it in, but there's sounds.
He stops his pacing. Is this the mage that's been talking?
Yeah.
He slowly, he'll walk up to them closer face-to-face and say, and how are you normally contacted?
We just wait and get word, either a message spell or somebody comes and gets us.
Fang stands up straight and looks at the group and kind of shrugs his shoulders and he says, then we wait. Yes?
Can we team huddle? Team huddle?
Yeah, team meeting. Yeah.
Team meeting?
And Fang, Octavia, like, is looking at you kind of like, like, kind of like agitated a little bit.
Fang completely brushes that off. Does not speak snake.
Okay.
thinks that's normal.
It's like when someone is saying something and you can't hear them, and then you say what, and then they ask again, and you say right. What, and then you go, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Can Spitz speak with animals while bear?
Yeah.
Spitz speak with animal. Spitz speak with Octavia to understand.
Octavia says, I can lead you to Lambda.
So, with that information, Spitz will pop out of wild shape and give the archer a little kick as she walks by and put her foot on his chest and lean over and say, stay down. And then walk over to the boys.
Okay.
All right, so look... It sounds.
Julie comes over.
It sounds like I'm not sure how comfortable I am you being part of this team meeting.
I'm part of the team, right?
Maybe you should watch them. Let us know if.
I mean, this is the Tomb Breakers part two, right? This is like the new Tomb Breakers.
Yeah, fine, you're temporarily part of the team.
Okay.
Temporarily.
Can you keep secrets there?
You're on thin ice, though.
Can he really keep secrets there? And
actually, he can. Yes.
Well, he will.
So, they, as far as Rose knows, they are all still, the Farrens are all, they defeated me because Jokul did not make it back. The Farrens are all here. If they aren't expecting me to come back, perhaps Vulu, do have some use for you. What if I'm able to bring Trax, air quote, to Rose?
Oh,
okay. I'm not sure I like where this is going.
Get in there, gain her trust, surprise attack.
Well, that stone that Lambda used supposedly takes, I was supposed to use it to escape back to Rose if I got into trouble.
I do have two things to interject here that are pertinent to the story that I could not tell you while I was a bear. First of all, this beautiful snake Octavia can lead us to Lambda. Hello. Can She said she told me that she can lead us to Lambda. Second of all, I could probably find the group of people that they were supposed to meet today, because those are indeed the other Goliaths. And I've already sent some birds over there for messages, so it wouldn't be too hard for me to track them down there either.
That's smart.
I do like this plan, Trax. We have two different ways of finding Rose, but perhaps this little switcheroo is a good way to get her with her guard down.
But wait, will Rose not simply come to us? If she is to come and collect her Farrens, then she is coming right towards us, yes?
That is also true.
If we wait here and do this witcheroo-ski that you call.
Perchance, are you aware of where Lambda is in this moment?
I can feel her, yes.
Can you feel if she's near or far?
In the city.
In the city? Okay, so Lambda is in the city, which means Rose is in the city.
Whoa.
It's in the city!
In it?
Get a coronation.
Which means Rose is in the city as well. So we've got proximity on our side.
But if that means if Fang is right here, that she's just on the way, would it instead behoove us to find a hiding place here, this here warehouse, and wait to pounce on her because she thinks we're dead meat?
If this is protocol, if Rose has planned to come and collect them, then they would wait for her anyway, yes? Would Vulu not have waited for
Vulu? Vulu says, Yokul came. Maybe it was him who came to collect us.
That's probably accurate.
That could be. Sorry, we can't question him. But I'm not that sorry.
No, you did what you had to do.
To be honest.
We can't speak with dead, right? Nobody?
I can't.
No.
No, all right.
Fang needs to think.
If we give Fang a certain amount of time...
Can we call... No, we can't do that. Lambda's doing busy things right now. Do you think Copper could speak with the dead?
We've asked so
Copper
much of
probably
that man.
Would.
I just want to say, want to know if he could.
Ronaldo actually finishes packing up his stuff and comes over and says, if you don't need me, I'll be going now.
Ronaldo, can you speak with the dead?
Oh, wait, you are a ghost detective.
We did a whole seance.
If the ghost is still around, yes.
Well, he just killed him. He's not far.
Spitz picks up Jakul.
You just go up. Did you bring up the body back inside? Because you killed him on the front steps.
Yeah, no, I brought it with me.
Okay.
I made a point.
In a book that Mishan loaned me a long time ago, there was mention of ways that I believe, if given enough time to commune with Foltis, I think I may be able to speak with the dead.
Well, then, cost benefit of how much time we might have, right?
I think a cleric casting Speak with Dead would be more accurate than me trying to entice a ghost to appear in front
of
me.
That's true. He's probably pretty pissed off, too.
So maybe in that case, we give Fang time to prepare, rest while we can, but also maybe be ready to strike in the event that we do get put upon by some baddies.
Find a nice little hidey spot in the area. Take good watches.
Right.
Rotate through. Think it'll work.
Fang, how much time do you think you need, like a small amount of time, or do you think you need like...
Well, this is something that I have never tried before, but if I had to guess, if you could give me at least the night, depending on what time it is. We'll say by the time Alandi is done, I hope to have the knack for it. But
yeah, it's a good benchmark.
There is no saying.
I get the feeling it's like 1 p.m., right? Because we traveled over here in the morning.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of what time
it is. Yeah, it's midday. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
Lots happen.
Spitz has barely slept.
We should definitely take the long rest regardless, right?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Take the long rest regardless.
Yes.
Yes, well, we can go the old-fashioned way, make a hut in the snow, or we could stay here in the House of Death.
Do we make a hut in the House of Death?
We might need to make a hut in the House of Death, because that we might need a proximity to where the
I can move the death to the other side of the house.
That's poetry, Spence.
So it's not so stank.
Yeah. Again, we then have to decide what to do with them.
Fang turns around and checks on the three Farrens.
You only see two Farrens.
Son of a bitch, which one's missing?
The mage. And you actually see his ropes piled up on the ground.
He most likely teleported.
You say his ropes or his robes?
Ropes.
Okay.
The ropes that tied him on the floor coiled up.
We're not that kind of podcast.
Fang immediately casts locate creature.
Okay.
Nice.
And it's, I know the direction as long as it's within 1,000 feet of me.
He is currently on the second floor outside the building climbing down.
Is there a window up there that he's gotten out?
Yeah. Yeah, you look up and you kind of see a little. I was rolling self checks the whole time.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Not knowing Fang can do that, I point my Yukawa at the archer. Just where did he go?
Went to go get help, of course.
Where? Which way?
I didn't see him go.
Spitz would use her wild shape into a wolf this time.
Okay.
Ooh, I know. And go up to the ropes, sniff them.
Uh huh.
And then
make a survival check.
Yeah. Oh god, I get wolf stats up.
And I think at that point, so like all this is happening at once.
Yeah.
Fang's like his eyes, like not literally, but like his eyes go dark seemingly, and he just like slowly like rises into the air, like really dramatically straight up, and then casting obviously Steps of the Night, zooms toward that open window and like crashes his way through, like dies, fucking Iron Man's his way through it dramatically.
You notice
again.
There's a window where one of the boards has been pulled up, and you can see through the window, but the window is still nailed shut.
I got a dirty 20, by the way.
Okay, he's outside. Yeah. You the air, and this building is not very, like, it's still kind of cool in here. Mm-hmm. And so it's the breeze is coming through. He's outside somewhere. Yeah.
She takes off.
Okay,
good. Fang would cast a guiding bolt into that plank, into the window.
Crash! Completely destroy the planks in the window, opening up. And you see him running across the street, actually. He burned 3 Misty Steps.
Wow.
Bitch. And how far away is he?
He is currently... How far can a Misty Step go? 60 feet. No, 30 feet. He is currently 90 feet away.
All right.
Just running still, so yeah.
How far away? So where is he?
In fact, it's just the road! And we'll take off.
Which direction specifically?
To the west.
Yeah, I don't know if Fang heard that. I think he's already gone. He's not thinking clearly.
So do I have a good, can I kind of, can I picture, do we know what the street kind of looks like?
Make a history check. Your body was here a lot.
Hey, that's a 21.
Nice. There's like an area that's, it's a kind of a area where business is set up and there's lots of shops, and during the day they come out, and so he's heading to a crowded area to try to lose you in the crowd.
All right, well, I'm gonna max out a dimension door and see how close I can get.
Dimension door is 500 feet, so you go upstairs. You have this, they have to look as dimension door, you have to look
just like I can just visualize it.
So you pop and like suddenly it's only a few blocks away, so you're like standing there outside of there's like somebody like, I've got fresh fish for you, fresh fish patties, fresh, oh, oh. You just pop in next to him, like, oh, oh, fresh fish patties.
I'll be back.
It's your favorite.
How does he know?
It's fresh fish patty. You scared us.
Hello, hello, Mr. Farron.
Weird, but okay. Like, hang on, give me a second. And he's gonna see if he can.
Did you want extra peppers on it like you always do?
Yeah, sure. The usual. And while he's kind of like waving him off, he's gonna look to see if he can see where the mage Farron, if he can
make a perception roll. Fang, you're heading that direction, and he
nat 20.
Come on. My god, hey!
Let's go, baby.
Fang's gonna dash. Sorry, baby. Fact.
Spitz also would have been dashing with the movement of 40 feet as well.
Yeah, you had to go around, like, he's going out west, and you had to go, the door was out east, and you had to go around the building.
Okay.
Once I get within 60 feet, I have an action I'd like to take.
Okay.
That's whatever the timing is on all this.
I think he gets within, like, Farron sees him coming up, like, turn the corner. And you see, like, he's like 50 feet away from the plaza, where there's like about 20 people here, all dressed in furs, and they're like buying things. They've got carts and like firewood. Things are being sold, bartered here. It's a big crowd. Fang, you catch up to right where he is, right as he turns the corner. Like you're within that range.
Great.
Spitz, you're right behind.
Yeah.
Like maybe like a make a. 50 feet behind Fang. Donar and Sard, what are you doing?
As soon as all of the chaos happened and Farron blipped out, Sard would have taken out a length of rope and just kind of stared at these two and, well, they get your friends, and start hog-tying them back again. And I would love to, if we have the time, to hog-tie them in a way that, like, we can get there a beam of wood kind of in the hog tie, like between their hands and
like
their
feet. Like
you're
cooking them for dinner.
And I'd like to stack them on top of each other. I'd like okay. one to be on the other, just super uncomfortably.
Okay, you can do that, yes.
Dude, this is kind of not like even dark, but I feel uncomfortable being in this proximity.
We didn't want to do this, of course.
I don't see why that detail was necessary at all.
Donar, what are you doing?
Watching.
Watching in horror.
No, I mean, I'm staying behind in theory to make sure that these two don't get away. But all I'm really doing is watching Shard exercise some kind of personal choice.
It's really just to make them very difficult to get out of. That's all this is, Donar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe you. I believe you. I just wouldn't have done it that way.
I am just out of patience for all of these Farrons.
Except for one.
That's fair.
Except for one.
So Farron, you see Mage Farron like come around the corner, and he doesn't see you. He's just heading toward the crowd.
How far away is he?
He's about 50 feet.
Okay, so. I am going to take out my staff of power. Yeah, and I'm going to use Hold Monster on him.
God, oh my god, is that a wisdom?
Yep.
Not knowing that Farron is doing this.
Yeah.
This was Fang's plan as well. Can they both happen at the same time?
Yeah.
A hold monster and a hold person.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
Because Fang just got within range.
He just gets
crushed running.
Roll an initiative roll just between the two of you and see which one goes up first.
Oh my god. A nat 20 again.
Let's go.
Mine's 3.
Okay, so the hold monster goes off first. Wisdom save, 11.
Nope. Yeah, hell!
Fangs. And he rolled a 16 for the hold person.
He succeeds that one.
Okay.
I was hoping he was just held and just, like, squished.
You don't know.
Yeah, you think, yeah, you're like, I got him!
Hold monster is a force from the inside, because monsters are usually too big, and a hold person is a force from the outside. So it's more of like a
Go-Gurt. We just squeeze him.
I was just imagining that happening, and then Wolf Spitz being like running too fast and like running into him.
Farron, the merchant hands you what looks to be like a lobster roll, only it has like the fish and like all sorts of like stuff on top, toppings on top of it and everything.
Okay, sorry. Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Hands it to you. That will be 6 copper.
You're not going to believe this. I left my wallet on my other body.
Son of a bitch, you pulled this shit in like episode 4.
I'm being completely serious right now.
Character growth, my ass.
I will be right back. I promise.
He takes back the fish.
I'll be right back for that. That sounds smells okay. Delicious. I'll be right back for it.
Okay. And you run up to the Mage Farron, and Fang runs up to the Mage Farron and spits all together.
Not for real, but I like to imagine it like a Looney Tune.
Fang's like 20 feet in the air as well. So he'll come to a stop over top.
That rips.
So by the time you get there, he gets one more save. And that is dirty 20.
Yep, he breaks free.
So you roll up on him, and suddenly he's like, you're all three around him, and he's like, I'm out of spell slots, I'm out of spells.
Spits, knocks him to the ground, and pins him there.
Okay.
Shift pack tactics.
Okay.
He'll let gravity do most of the work, but he'll drop dramatically next to him.
Yeah.
Superhero land.
Yeah.
the three-point landing.
And he'll immediately get to binding his hands and break in a finger. He goes middle finger, left hand, just snaps it backwards.
Oh, my God. Ugh, snap. He screams.
And he looks him dead in the eye. He says, that was your fault.
Really fast, really fast. Can someone spot me one gold? I haven't got my wallet. It's on Vulu's body. Just keep one gold. I pay it back in interest.
Spitz just
Fang reaches snorts. In the pocket of the mage. Is there any gold in the mage's pocket?
There are a few silver, yes.
Oh, perfect.
Then he hands all of it to Fang.
Well, you're not getting any of this back. And he's going to run back. He's going to get the lobster roll.
Okay.
And I'll give him all the silver. Be like, keep the change.
Thank you, Farron. You're usually a skinflint.
Not this one. That doesn't make sense to you. Forget everything I've told you tonight.
Not this.
Forget you ever knew me.
I'm going to cast suggestion. No, I'm just kidding.
She's on the larger side of her wolf, and she has like red hints in her fur.
It's Iman is bound at this point,
yes.
So he'll like kind of hand the scruff to Spitz, and he says, "Do you want to take him back?"
And Spitz floops him.
He gets flooped.
Floop mage. I floop the mage.
Get flooped, fucker.
That feeling when you get flooped.
Go floop yourself.
The imagine is that she like grabs his scruff and like flips him. Like, I mean, floops him.
It's flooped.
Over, like, to be, like, on her back, yeah. So she can just...
Yeah, trot back. Okay. Yeah. And you head back. And you see the other two Farrons kind of, like, get despondent when they see their hope of getting rescued get carried back in.
Didn't take long at all.
I like that you broke his finger. We're kind of dark now.
Yeah, things got weird back here too. Oh, are they back?
Vulu says Tombbreakers too. Yeah,
we did a lot of really pretty fucked up shit as Tombbreakers. That's true.
Spitz floops the Farron on her back onto the
double floop.
One a day.
Flapped.
Floops him onto the pile of Farron.
Just a tower of tied up Farron. Side to side, just super. They can't feel good. It's
Do I have
hurt.
To like roll the
hit? No, it just
Imagine roll the hit. I miss him.
He's still getting hurt regardless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's uncomfortable and he's in pain.
No, but it's funny.
Okay, so you've got all three Farrans all piled up. What would you like to do?
Wait, how tall is Farron?
Yeah, how tall is Farron?
Well, elves are a little shorter than humans, right? So he's like probably like, I imagine like 5'5". He's taller than he was.
Yeah.
Did we have a like a descriptful description of what he looks like?
Yeah.
Is that something you want?
I don't think yeah, we actually had that.
Yeah, I guess we never really, we kind of just like jump right into it. Kind of, yeah, I guess I'll do that now. So in previous edition, elves ranged from 4'7 to 5'4. So let's say he's like 5'2.
Aw, he's Nova's height.
Yeah, so he's 5'2. He's, I imagine right now his kind of nobleman's clothing has been a little worn ragged, but he's got, like slick, brown hair.
Well, not currently because it's just sort of a mess. Yeah, it's a mess. It's overgrown. He hasn't cut it in like couple months. And
so yeah, he looks a little ragged now, but he's kind of got like sharp eyes. He's a little bit more on the tan side. You know, you think of elves as being kind of, he's a high elf being paler, but he's a little more olivey. He's
kind of given Victor from Arcane.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. So you've got all the Farrans and you are preparing. You have to prepare the spell. So you can't do it until after you do the long rest.
I basically need to complete the long rest to change my spells.
So where are you going to complete this long rest?
If we were to stay here, I know. But if we were to stay here and use this building as our shelter, perhaps I could tiny hut around the Farrans and prevent them from moving through it, giving them a place to stay for the night. We can see through it and that they cannot leave. It might be more comfortable for us in the hut, but it might be more practical this way.
I'm into that.
Works for me.
Me three.
Do the ritual and cast Tiny Hut over the stack of Farrans. He'll show some mercy. He'll kick the top Farron off of them, and lay with his foot, of course, and lay the two that are boarded together on their side, and not one on his face.
Oh, they're quite happy. The atmosphere inside the space is comfortable and dry, which has been makes it warmer than it's been in for a long time.
Can you make it kind of muggy in there?
I don't think I have control of the weather inside.
I mean, if the summer star was working, I could.
My brain said I can, and then it's just lets one rip.
I was gonna say, don't I, dude? I'm just like
they're
really
like,
smelly herbs.
Lady, oh my god!
Really trap it in
there.
You
don't want to know what I ate.
You know what? Really sealing the flavor in there.
Just a bear shit.
My god. Okay.
Just a bear shit in the hut.
Hey, Spitz, take inspiration for that.
Thank you, Ron.
Pop inspiration.
I'm trying. It's so fucking stupid. Okay.
As we're settling for a rest, Donar is speaking of food. He's thinking about that half sandwich that was back in the cabin that we entered from. So he's going to go back out and kind of forage for whatever assorted groceries might be around. If there's anything fresh,
there's like nothing really fresh. It looks like the sandwich had a wrapper, like he got it from somewhere. It looks like a wrapper that actually looks very familiar because Farron is currently holding a sandwich with the same kind of wrapper around it.
Oh shit! Okay, so there's someone who doesn't keep groceries. You're just gonna buy all your.
Yeah, he's gonna go stuff. Out. He eats out every day. Yeah, so
that's how he lost all his money.
It's not.
Oh, great. That happens.
It goes quick cool. if you don't cook for yourself.
Any dry goods? Any pasta, rice things?
There's some rice. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then
there's like rice. There's It looks like there's an open thing of spaghetti, like noodle, like pasta, spaghetti, like dry spaghetti. And it looks like there's like some noodles, dry noodles, like on the floor underneath the pantry where somebody's like been pulling them out and maybe munching on them or something. And
gross. all right.
Raw pasta. Yeah.
I'll leave the raw pasta, take the rice and do something with that on my watch.
Okay. Anybody else doing anything on watch?
Farron's just going to kind of clean himself up a little bit best he can.
That sandwich was fucking amazing. It tasted so good.
Does anyone else? I recommend the lobster sandwich from outside down the street if anyone is peckish.
They've got lobster. They've got like freshwater.
Oh,
it's not lobster. It's just a fish sandwich, but they call it, basically it looks like a lobster roll. But.
Oh, look, it looks like a lobster roll, but it's a fish sandwich.
There's this place called Maine. It's like a ways away, but apparently they've got these like crustacean sandwiches that are to die for, dude.
Oh, we'll have to check it out after this.
Yeah, let's go to Maine after this.
Yeah.
Like a lion?
Yeah, I assume M-A-N-E sort of type deal.
There would be like, no extra letters.
We can really chow down. I hope they have something we can chow on, you know?
I don't think I can. What?
I get it.
Like some chow. Something chowdered on.
It's like a chowder jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Like a chowder. It's just, yeah.
Anyway, the rest goes to that event. There, nobody comes. Ronaldo left. Vulu is hanging out with you all because he's not going anywhere. And so you complete the long rest and you complete a level up.
Hey.
Oh, whoa.
Multi-attack!
Heck yes.
At the end of the long rest, Vulu comes up to you, Farron, and holds out a slightly modified, but still grumpy as hell, Alondi.
Thank you for this. I got a little attached to her.
I'll build one for myself and or something. I don't think it'll be a bird, but that sounds kind of cool.
So, Ron, I'll just give... I feel like I should just give control over to you since it's right. Not, like, bound to me. And I can just ask nicely, I guess.
Yeah.
Alondi, you are free.
This is kind of like a pet kind of situation going on, so... And Alondi kind of, like, hops over to your shoulder, leaving a little, like, wet oil stain in Vulu's hands. I'm like, fuck.
That's about right.
The day is yours. Fang's honey hut pops. And they're like, oh, thank God. Oh, God.
It's non-porous. It stays in there.
It spits thumbs up.
Farron, I spent some time cooking up a little something for you if you want to test your taste buds on the real quick.
I would love to.
I stole some rice from inside that cabin. I had a can of coconut milk, made a little bit of coconut rice here, and I also made a little bit of a canned tomato sauce with some garam masala spices, a little bit of extra kick, not a lot of protein to it. And but there is
coconut.
Yeah, it's just coconut rice, you know.
Rice.
So if you want to test and see if you get all the various spices in there,
Farron's gonna take a big bite. I feel like I'm definitely tasting a lot more. I'm getting a lot kind of the back of the, you know, the like the top of like that back palate is getting hit. I don't even think kobolds have those.
Your mother's cook. This is much better cooking than your mother's cook back in Baldur's Gate.
Oh, yeah. This is incredible. I'm gonna have to get the recipe for this one.
All these dudes, mostly canned goods. You know, don't sleep on them. That's the lesson.
Donar's cooking corner.
I'm writing this down.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Today's yours.
So we go to Rose.
Fang was like doing a ritual thing with his mace was lit up and his shield was against the wall during that long rest. He was like doing his shit. And he kind of wakes up and or he ends his rest and kind of has bags under his eyes, but I think I understand how it works, though I do not believe that Yokur will have any reason to answer us truthfully if we appear hostile to him, which may prove difficult for us because we have already been hostile to him, which he will surely remember.
In this most recent fight, I'm pretty sure I'm the only one who really went hand to hand with him, so I can just step out if that helps. And Fang, I don't think you were there for our previous encounter with him, so you might be the best one to talk to him.
I can certainly try. I don't believe that he is going to go so far as to trust me, but I think you're right. I'm the one he has fought the least.
I'll go fetch him.
And you look over the body. Overnight, the body has turned frozen. Completely just ice. Not just like rigor mortis, but it's like he's almost like the body is made of ice. You feel like cold, like radiating out.
That's weird, right? That's not normal.
It's freezing outside. Yes.
I mean, he kind of like looks like he's made of ice, though.
I'm gonna touch him.
Your hand gets close and you feel like it's like...
Don't touch him. Please don't touch him.
Don't touch him?
Not with your hands.
Okay, it's really, really cold. Let me find some debris to poke him with.
Get one of the Farrens to grab him.
Hey, Farrens.
If there's like a stick or like a broken piece of spizzle kind of... poke at him with it.
It's even his clothing, like it's like frozen hard.
Okay, so if you'll allow, Spitz would take two longer pieces of debris and just
slide
push him against the floor. If he's made of ice, it'll be like opposite hockey.
opposite hockey.
I don't know what that means. Okay,
because he's ice.
He's easy to slide. Yeah.
Yeah, she just slides him over.
Fang looks at the body, and like has like kind of like a sad look in his eyes, almost compassionate. And he says, "I don't think that it is right to do this while he's in this state. I know that we were not friends, but." Bringing someone back to life, if even temporarily, to answer a few questions is surely... it is an abomination of nature. It is...
Vulu says, oh, he is an asshole. I mean, he tried to kill Lambda, so...
Yeah, he tried to kill all of us.
Yes, I understand this, but... if he is not comfortable, if he is frozen dead solid, then I'm not sure he will answer us truthfully.
Should we try to?
Is there a way to thaw him?
Thaw him?
Can we?
Can someone create a bonfire?
You know, that's actually my specialty. Spitz makes sure that things aren't right next to each other, so she doesn't set the whole place on fire again.
How are the Farrens doing? What are they?
The Farrens up to?
Annoyed. You left them alone. They're just kind of like lying there, hogtied on top of one another. They managed to like roll off of each other, so they're not like. They're basically just side by side right now.
What are we going to do? We have to do something.
I mean, I like Farron's idea of taking him to the local constable.
Oh, right. We did say that.
Should I feed the Farrens? Like, should I?
No, they're fine.
Sounds like a bad board game. Like a
don't game. Feed the Farrens! New from Hasbro!
Don't like daddy.
But I'm just saying, like, if
I got a fish sandwich.
If we need some more information from, would it behoove us if I gave him a little bit of this, like, the rice concoction, which is for all of you as well. I made enough for everybody, but like...
No, they don't deserve it.
All right. that's done.
Okay. So you kind of, you light the you do the bonfire, bonfire.
Yeah.
And you push the body kind of close. A little bit, like, you can see, like, the body kind of get wet, like, a little bit, but it's still deep frozen.
Well,
it looks like it's not like the it's made of ice. It's like just his body has like been in deep freeze is what it looks like.
Yeah.
We're going to have to defrost him.
Worth a shot. Does the magic last until he answers questions?
I believe yes.
then maybe we can figure something out if it doesn't work at first.
I mean, I can always try again later.
That's true.
I don't know. He'll get on one knee, kind of awkwardly, like get on one knee.
Yeah, yeah.
And then drop the other knee, and now he's on both knees, and he like,
yeah,
he really is. This is.
I mean, he's got a big hole in his chest where his spit's just kind of like.
Yeah,
would he be able to talk if he doesn't have a diaphragm?
We'll find out. Right now.
Shh. Over his shoulder. Fang will do some. Silent. He's taking this very seriously. And upon finishing, his hands kind of jolt over him. His hands like do a quick jolt above him.
You see the corpse's eyes kind of like his eyes are moving slowly underneath his eyelids, but they're frozen shut. He can't open them. And the mouth is like barely opening.
Fang with like gentle hands will like take his thumbs and like just kind of try to warm his eyelids and like
open just enough where it opens up and you can see like ice crystals in the whites of his eyes.
And then Fang will take his same hands, he'll like rub them together, he'll breathe into them, and then he'll put them like gently on his cheeks, like on his jaw line.
Okay.
And just hold them and kind of make that eye contact, compassionate eye contact.
Make a persuasion roll for me.
Dirty 20.
Let's go.
Okay. So he locks eyes with you. He's able to move his lips and slightly his jaw, kind of moaning a little bit.
Fang. He gets that space again. He'll sit up straight and he'll say, "Where is Rose?"
"I left Rose, two streets over from here. I believe she returned, walked away from me as I came here to take care of all of you."
"Where is her hideout?"
"I do not know." Third question.
"What is her plan?"
"Her plan is to create an army." That's all he says.
Fang will silently turn his head, look at the party, specifically make eye contact with Farron, and just kind of like raise his eyebrows as in like giving him the reins. He'll kind of whisper instinctively and he says, "I think that we have two more."
Can we do group meeting?
Yeah, huddle. Yes. Team huddle.
Shard's gonna watch the Farrons very intently during this team huddle.
Right, look, he's been both less and more helpful than I anticipated. What? You said we have two?
I believe it is up to five, yes.
Then what's the best use of our...
We need to be as specific as possible.
Maybe. Right.
Should we ask him where he was planning to meet with Rose after this fight?
Oh, that's a good one. Maybe that.
That's a good call. Protocol. Or where the army is going to fight, or where the army is stored, or
those are two good ones.
What exactly where's she's fighting the, aside from us?
Where is the army? Where was it going to meet Rose? Is that good?
Fang, you know, not like the D&D movie.
Okay, great.
The spell is you asking the questions.
Okay. And I am taking my cues off the D&D movie.
Iconic bit.
That was that poor guy. No.
Hilarious.
And Fang, he's like, a lot of things were just thrown around and his eyes were darting. He says, okay, so what?
So we might have landed on one question: where is he going to meet Riz after this? And another question about the army: either where are they, or like where are they stored, or where are they going, or where are they going to fight, or who are they going to fight?
That is a lot of questions.
Because it can't just be us. We just got we got to hand it
down.
Can
you ask like a really long question? I probably
a question probably with commas in the middle?
Right. A semicolon, perhaps?
I do not know who makes the judgment calls on the punctuation when someone is speaking. Is it what he considers a comma? Is it what I consider a comma? Is it what Voltus considers? It is too much pressure.
Maybe just where the army is currently? because even if he doesn't know where her hideout is, this might not be the same place.
It's true.
Remember to be as detailed as possible with your questions to avoid any loophole.
Fang nods kind of like too... What's the word I'm looking for? Like too emphatically. Turns around.
You got this.
And he says, kind of robotically, where were you going to meet Rose after your confrontation with us?
That was good. That was specific.
That was great.
Did it work? Is he? Is he got a question about it?
I'm thinking.
He's not saying anything.
I think his jaw froze again. Hold on.
I could boil some water.
He says, the witch was going to meet me. Was going to send a message telling me where to meet her.
Oh, shit.
That sucks.
It's okay. We didn't know.
That's my bad.
We didn't know.
It's all right. We didn't know. He could have lied to us if he got the message.
Fang, mentally, he puts a finger up to the group, and he's mentally gets Pinky's attention. He says, Pinky?
Yeah?
This is unlike anything I've ever asked you to do, but can you read this mind?
There's nothing there to read. There's no... I when I look into someone's mind, I see, like, flashes and sparks, and I see nothing.
Burn. Just a thought. And Fang, in that same robotic, he says, the army that Rose is creating, where is it kept, and where is it going? He tries, he pushes his luck.
Come on.
Okay, make a... I want to say Arcana, religion roll, because this is a...
Filtus guide him.
Is it, like, for my, for, like, what I already know, or is it to influence?
It's to influence. It's like you're calling on Foltus to kind of make him.
Then I'm going to use my birthday natural 20.
Yeah!
Okay. Let's go, buddy! Oh. Happy birthday to you.
Yes!
Yay.
A couple months ago.
The army is hiding in plain sight in the city. But... And his voice changes. You seem to have interrupted her little plan and my servant's little plan. And by siding with Asmodeus, you've quite upset me.
Can we talk or do you?
Hi. I can hear you.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, Donar.
That's my name.
Yes. You're the one who signed the contract with Asmodeus.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, No, yeah, I did. I'm doing the best I... How did you... Who? What?
I'm Levistus, speaking through my servant. The connection was so strong. I had to... It's like a... What do you humans call it? A party line. I just had to hop on, speak to you myself. I will find a way to turn this valley even colder, to raise a frozen army.
What does everyone want an army?
Sorry. Fairy's just going to step back.
The people here are foolish and selfish, and without direction. There's too many small groups of people infighting amongst themselves. They need leadership. I need a place when I escape my prison where I can live in peace without influence from anyone in the Nine Hells, and especially from the Frostmaiden, who cares not one whit what happens to anyone in this foolish valley.
You may be mistaken. It seems the rhyme is bringing the towns closer together. They are attempting to find leadership within themselves. You underestimate them.
Democratically, and with several unions, I might add.
And an axe speak who is very persuasive.
Not that persuasive.
No, we're not. He's no.
The entire time, like, Yokul's body is like frozen, and you see it kind of like the parts where you were touching the face and the skin were like kind of warmed a little bit, so slick from the body warmth. But you see just kind of like crystals starting to form and like race as it freezes back into place. Levistus says, "You've drawn the attention of the Frost Maiden. You've now, by killing my knight and making it difficult to find that foolish Yokul a wife, that was one of his stipulations, to find someone to sit at his side as Yokul sat at mine as we ruled Icewind Dale, and from there the world."
Not to interrupt your evil thruple, but looks like it's just you on your own now.
Which is why I've interrupted this little conversation. Donar.
Yeah.
Your contract is with Asmodeus. If you break it, I will protect you. Your soul will be yours once again.
As far as I'm concerned, my soul is mine, and pieces of it belong here to my party. I've signed my name too many times. I'm not used to writing. I prefer action. That wasn't supposed to be a joke.
Rose's army is incomplete, and she is weak now. Take her place, Donar. You could take Yokul's place at my side.
And do what exactly? If you wield so much...
Live forever.
I don't know that I want that. I'm 19 years old. Getting to 38 feels like a trudge. But if you wield so much power from wherever it is you're controlling this paralypse from, why do you need someone who walks among us to do the dirty work? And I'm not even trying to, like, read you here. I'm legitimately asking, like, the nuts and bolts of the situation.
Make a religion roll. Fang, make a religion roll as well.
That's an 8.
Okay.
And an 18.
The name Levistus, he's one of the most hated archdevils in the Nine Hells.
Sick.
He, and, he was a prince known for his treachery, and he is imprisoned. Asmodeus imprisoned him in an ancient iceberg, often referred to as his tomb. He's trapped.
You said, so Fang knows this?
Yeah.
And he interrupts, and you offer Donar his soul, but was it not Asmodeus who imprisoned you? What edge do you think you can have over him when he is the one keeping you right there?
I may be trapped in Stygia, but this cold tomb has not softened my ambition. I speak to many people in this frozen wasteland. The ice carries my thoughts.
Yeah, these people have lost a lot. As long as the ice has been around, you speak to them through the ice, but what you have done is killed their crops and a lot of their livestock and livelihoods.
Oh, that was Arl, not me. I just took advantage of the situation.
And that's sick and twisted, and not sick in a good way.
I am an archdevil, aren't I?
Yeah.
That pleases me.
And I'm inherently good on paper. Just because I'm an aspiring politician doesn't mean that you can crawl under my skin.
You signed a contract with Asmodeus. I don't know what foolish ideas you had in your mind accomplishing. What would you accomplish by doing that?
Something. Which is more than I accomplished in the last 19 years of my life.
If you do not help me, I will find another way.
How? You're trapped in ice. I assume from the undertones of what Fang said.
Yeah.
Correct.
I will come for each of you.
We'll be ready to put you in your place.
We stick together pretty well.
So the answer is no, then, Donar?
No, I mean, yeah, no, it's a full no.
Well, good luck, then.
I'm the one with a magical frying pan. I'll melt you every day, you good luck.
When Rose kills you all, I will make sure that I entomb each of your bodies in ice and create soldiers out of your bodies. The Cold Light Warriors of the Tundra are my doing. They're my creations. You will join them. And suddenly, a crack runs through Yokul's body.
Shield to the ground.
Yeah, and it just suddenly, I'd like everybody to make a dexterity saving throw. Fang, your advantage.
Yeah, you got it.
15.
18.
15.
Okay.
18.
Oh, that's good.
Dirty 20.
Oh, nice. You all succeed.
Sick. In a good way.
Yeah.
24, 35.
Jesus. Those are
some good rolls. 37, 41. 40, half of 42 points of bludgeoning damage. Ice damage, actually.
Oh, and I get, if I get resistance
is
to that.
Is it ice or is it cold?
Yeah, if you have resistance to cold, yeah.
Yeah.
42 is halved or 42
is 42 full? Is full, yes.
Just 10 for me.
Nice. 10 for me.
10 for me, too.
Okay.
Oh! The cold never bothered us.
So what was half? Sorry.
21.
Half. 21, yeah.
21.
Quick maps.
And you look over and all three of them are unconscious because I think they didn't really get a long rest because you had them tied up so tightly. So they didn't gain any hit points back.
Oh, God.
So they are all three unconscious right now.
That's
we have to carry them after all.
Well, I can probably carry now.
Ah.
Oh, it's true. And do you have a wallet? Remember those days?
Oh, Voodoo.
Yeah.
Give me my wallet.
He hands it back.
And there's a smooth metal device with a handle in the pouch on the back. Give that to me as well.
What does it do?
Don't touch anything.
Hands it to you.
And so he's going to kind of look at it and say, I don't know if I'm really the best one to use this. Who's probably the most dexterous out of all?
I mean, I sneaky got some points in that, if you know, hypothetically speaking.
Could I use what I know about the laser pistol to impart my knowledge to Donar about how to use it?
Yes, but he'll have to make a, every time he uses it, he'll have to make a really difficult, but he'll have to make a roll, figure out how to make it operate. It'll take him like several times to get it to work.
Right. Or you had me do that too.
Yeah.
If it's intelligence because of artificer stuff, I'm not the smartest bulb in the bush. Nah, don't worry about it.
Nor
am I. I'll hang on to it. I'll hang on to it just in case.
Oh, it's probably a good idea.
We can spells.
Do some target practice.
And as you're standing there over Yokul's like busted up body,
busted.
You see Farron's holding the laser pistol and Vulu's looking at it, and he reaches down and kind of pats his pocket where he may have taken some of your money. But you look over at the Octavia, who's like kind of flying in the air, like lifts up from Fang and is like expectantly like flying in circles.
Yes, girl.
It's like goes to the door.
Somebody's stuck in the well.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's like, are we going? Like, basically, are we going? Are we going? Excited. Like, come on, trying to get you to go.
On the way out.
Yes.
As we're following her, Fang is kind of taking up the rear, doing one last glance around the room and looks at the dead Farrens on the ground and as he's walking out, he says, I get it! Fair and square!
And that's where we'll stop for the evening. Wow.
I wrote it down to not forget the thing.
Well, we leveled up.
Yeah, we did.
Tonight was a shitload of fun. That was a lot happened.
Yeah, I loved it.
Good RP and combat.
Thank you, Ron.
Ross, you're terrifying.
Yeah, that, can we talk about
you know,
that? That was so scary.
The, if, going to, you know, it's an homage to his past from his one shot, because he's pretty nasty in his Severed Origins episode as well. So he has that in him. And it's not,
a little nasty.
It has not come out in a long time, but it seems necessary as the stakes rise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the stakes are rising.
Yeah. And I think that Fang, I think he carries a lot of Kai with him now. Like, I think that that has darkened him up a little bit.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Good stuff.
I love it.
What else do we have to talk about before we wrap it up? Anything? Thank you, V, for Patron of the Month.
Yeah.
Always.
Yay! Yeah. If you want to join the Discord, go to discord.gg/SeveredSonsDND. And let's see.
Because no matter how the socials change, we will always be around in Discord. Mm-hmm. That is our consistent, our proverbial iceberg in which we live. so come join us, please.
Because everything else is going to melt.
If you've made it to episode, 67, you're probably already there. But tell your friends. That's the moral here. Share it and tell your friends and tell everybody what a great place it is.
Well, let's go around and do our wrap-up.
Hey, everybody. My name is Paul Gary, and I've been playing your friendly neighborhood Dragonborn Bard Donar. I forgot everything that he was. You can follow me on, I guess, just Twitter and Instagram right now. If you're in the future, who knows what exists. And also on TikTok at the Paul Gary. And if you're like me and you hate the texture of eggplant, what you gotta do is dice it up and salt it heavily and like squish it between cookie sheets. And that will draw out some of the moisture, and that will make it, it'll turn it from having like a slimy texture to having an almost like creamier plantain potato texture.
Yeah.
And that, if you get like really good eggplant parm, it's been heavily salted and had the water drawn out of it. And it also gets rid of some of the bitter taste in eggplant that is inherently there. If you don't like it, that is how to do it.
I will have to try that because I hate eggplant because of that slimy
sliminess of it. Oh, so. No, for sure. I'll shoot you the instructions and how to do it. If anyone else wants that, shoot me a DM on whatever icebergs are still intact. Thank you.
I like that. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is Ross. Been playing Fang. And you can find me on pretty much just Instagram these days, at GriffRM. And, you know, Paul brought it up and I saw this the other day and I saved it. So I saved it on Instagram. So if you want this video, I'll send it to you, but it's gotta be on Instagram because that's where I found it. But it's also a kind of a cheese that has been made from, potatoes, where, like literally just potato cheese, where it's like, they add all the, you know, the salt and the onion powder, there's turmeric in there. There's, starch that more starch. Obviously there's starch in potatoes, but there's more in there. But it becomes this like cheesy dip that you like put on crackers. It looks stupendous. Ooh. I cannot speak to whether it's any good, but, Paul said, cheese. So that's if you want that recipe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, buddy.
I'll send it to you.
Hey everybody, it's Josh. I've been playing Shard the Turtle. You can find me on, if I have a social media, my account is joshandaround88. I'm for sure on Twitter and Instagram. I'm not really looking to expand, but who knows.
Jump on that username, just grab it.
Yeah, exactly. I probably should do that. Everybody else do that too. It makes it easy for us to find you when we're like, hey, we followed this person on Twitter that we liked and now Twitter's not a thing, so how do we find them here? So that
Twitter could literally just disappear at any time,
or just change its name, and then we're all like, "Where do we go?"
They took the sign off the building today with no permits, and he got in trouble with the police.
So funny.
But I'm playing Diablo 4. I'm playing Final Fantasy 16. I'm playing Pikmin 4, yes. And somehow I'm trying to finish all of those before Baldur's Gate 3 comes out, because as soon as that happens, everything goes away. So let me know if you're playing any of those.
Hello, my name is Zach. I am playing the one and only Farron.
Yeah, he is.
It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. You could kill the others.
Let's see. Let's see. This will come out in a couple weeks. I'll probably still be looking for... So I discovered the term for the type of show that I enjoy the most. It's called Mystery Box, and it's shows that are like... very like,
oh yeah,
it's shows like Lost, shows like The Leftovers, Dark, it's like
weird shit happening,
unexplained. Every episode gives you more. I just finished From, which was kind of a terrible show, but I loved it. It's like, oh, this is awful, Stranger Things, but I love it. Stranger Things, count? Those kinds of shows. I'm watching one called Silo right now. I'm hooked. Severance is a good one. But so if you have any good suggestions for those, hit me up in the Discord or on all the socials, Warlock D&D.
Show Zach your mystery box.
Give me a mystery box. I want to see it.
What's up, y'all? It's Claire. I've been playing your increasingly unhinged Goliath Barbarian Druid.
Goliath Princess?
Like Goliath Princess!
What?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It makes my little heart sing, but it wouldn't go to Spitz's head, so... we stay humble. You can find me on all the socials at FemSloth. Instagram, for some reason, wouldn't let me do FemSloth, so it's Fem.Sloth. I'm probably on Instagram the least. Right now, I really like Tumblr and Blue Sky. And if you want, like, a lot of Zosan content from One Piece, follow me on Tumblr at Androgynous Sloth.
There we go. That's brilliant.
Nice.
I think it's really funny. Thank you.
Nice.
I don't have any drink recommendations for you today, but we were talking about Norwegian desserts. And I know I've talked about Lefse a lot, but if you can get your hands, shut the fuck up.
It doesn't taste
Josh.
Like anything. Don't eat Lefse.
You're so incorrect.
Also,
it's
not
because
thank you.
Neither of your lefses were made with enough love.
They're cold,
so
soggy
sorry.
Pancakes.
They're wet cinnamon tortillas. It's like watery.
Thank
cinnamon.
You. Yes.
I'm sorry that my grandma loved me so much more than your grandma's loved you.
Oh my!
Or whoever
God.
You got your lefse from.
Actually, my grandma. So ow. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. Dark. That was really mean.
I have no dog in this
fight. Hey, Paul, quick, opinion on Lefse. Go.
Go. Neutral, but want to try it.
Wrong. But if, yeah, positive leaning, but if you can get your hands on Krumkaka, fucking rips, rosettes are great. I love sonbuckles. Also underrated choice, Rumgraut. It's kind of like pudding, and it's like you can't have a lot of it because it's literally flour, butter, milk, and then like cinnamon and sugar.
Spoiler, that's every Norwegian dessert. Literally all of them is that.
You are correct, but in different forms, and they're all delicious. Yeah, they're just good. I love room grout. I might make some.
This is the craziest party. Beef I have ever heard.
Listen, oh my God. School bread is where it's at, and everybody knows it.
That'll be
but I already graduated.
And
is divine.
My name is Ron Murphy. You can find me on Twitter at Ron88Keys, RBDM, or on Blue Sky at Ron88Keys. Can I shorten it up? Please subscribe and leave us a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Share us with all your friends. follow us on Twitter at Severed Sons D&D. Once we get on Blue Sky, it'll be Severed Sons D&D as well. Join our Discord. Thank you to Wizards of the Coast, D&D Beyond, Roll20. Thank you to Sirenscape, Andre Sitkov, and Demonio Studios for the amazing sound effects and music. Stay frosty. Bye, y'all.
And you
also play Final Fantasy 16.
Yes. And you were there.
I'm still playing Tears of the Kingdom.
Hey, y'all. If the last 2 years have taught me anything, other than the fact that I'm never actually going to make sourdough bread at home, it's that human beings thrive in communities of like-minded people. We may not be able to see the people we care about every day, but the internet has ways to bridge the gap. That's why I'm inviting you to join the Severed Sons Discord, where members of our awesome community talk about whatever's on their minds. Anime, video games, art, theater, D&D, of course, and very serious channels like Zach's Saggy Curtain and Josh's Squeaky Chair. I'm tearing up already. The Severed Sons Discord is a way for all of us to connect in a time when Zoom calls are tough to schedule, but apps are easy to open. You can find a link to our Discord in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you in the server. Until then, stay frosty.